It was only 5 months ago that you were paying more than $4 a gallon at the pump. Tough to believe, but today it's about $1.65. The price of gasoline is falling because the demand for energy is shrinking. So it would follow that the price of natural gas will fall too. But that's not what Vladimir Putin predicts. Today, Russia's prime minister warned that the era of inexpensive natural gas is coming to an end, and some think that he might just try to hasten that end. Today, Putin announced that the leading exporters of natural gas will form a new organization. Chris Weaver is the chief strategist for Uralsib Capital, that's a financial institution in Moscow. The Russians, he says, are giving structure to what has been a loose grouping of countries.
Now Russia wants to formalize it, create a secretary general. So in other words, replicate what we see with OPEC. So at this stage, we're talking about working together to share costs and to pursue a common goal. But of course, there are fears that eventually, when this structure becomes powerful and coordinated, that it could be used for other purposes, or that we might get a replication of what we saw, for example, in 1974, when the group of OPEC countries cut off oil and substantially hiked the price of the product. So that fear is there, but I think, you know, we're about 10 to 15 years away from that becoming even a possibility.
How much attention, though, should someplace like Washington be paying to that possibility, especially if in 10 or 15 years the United States is reliant on some natural gas exports from Russia, which right now it isn't. But what is the conceivable risk that the United States would see in the group that Russia's putting together?
Well, certainly I would say that the United States should have a great interest in what's happening with this forum. And I would say that, you know, the United States should certainly look to have an involvement from within the group rather than dealing with it at a later stage, because natural gas, particularly LNG, the more portable version of natural gas, is going to become a much more significant part of the global energy mix. The United States is, I think, going to become much more reliant on importing natural gas. So at this point, the United States' best course of action, I think, would be to engage with Gas OPEC, or if you want to call it that, or the Gas Forum, to become part of it rather than looking to deal with it later when it's already an established structure. I think that was the mistake that was made with OPEC.
Is there an invitation open from Vladimir Putin for the United States to join this kind of Gas OPEC?
At this stage, that's not being proposed, but we do note that Gazprom, which is the world's biggest gas company and is controlled by the Russian state, that Gazprom is talking with representatives, for example, of the Alaskan government about joint venture development offshore Alaska. So the engagement is already there at some level. If you like, the opportunity, I think, is open, and the opportunity probably will be open for several more years.
The way things are going right now, though, I mean, for Americans listening to this and wondering about the fuels of the future, fossil or otherwise, what is the take-home message in terms of the supply of natural gas and where it'll come from 10 or 15 years down the road?
Well, it's a double-edged sword. I think the world certainly needs a more efficient and bigger supply of natural gas. Natural gas is environmentally friendly, and there's a lot of it around. The problem is that that gas is available in very difficult areas. So there has to be greater investment in gas in order to provide natural gas as a bigger source of future energy. The problem is that, as we've seen with OPEC, the people who control that gas do have political objectives as well. So there's no easy ride in global energy, and that's not going to change.
It's hard to separate the politics from this. We're hearing this word from Vladimir Putin about the creation of this gas OPEC. What does it mean that Putin is the one who is making these announcements? I mean, he's speaking as prime minister now, not as president. One would expect these proclamations to be made by the president himself. But in reality, we know that Russia's parliament passed this bill this week that seems to pave the way for Putin to possibly return to power as president. So perhaps if there is this gas OPEC equivalent, 10 or 15 years down the road, the United States may be dealing with Vladimir Putin behind it once again.
Well, effectively, they are dealing with Vladimir Putin as the national leader today. Even though he formally has the title of prime minister, there is no doubt that Vladimir Putin is the main political power in Russia, and that doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon.
All right. Chris Weaver is the chief strategist at Uralsib Capital, a Russian financial institution. He spoke to us from London. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.